My name is Madison Jones, and there's Matt Kinzel and then Jared Knowles. And I graduated last year with an ocean engineering degree, and Matt Kinzel just graduated this year with a marketing degree, and Jared Knowles studied industrial distribution, and he has just 1 year left. And my senior year, I heard about Startup IUN, which, organization for entrepreneurs, and I was interested. And I had, a few ideas, and I started with this consumer product that I patented, and I did a lot of work on. I was getting interest from investors, and I needed some co-founders, some structure. So I went back to Startup IUN in the summer and found Matt and Jared, and they had been accepted for an idea as well. And I asked them, hey, guys, could y'all put this on the back burner and run with me? I got people looking at this product, and it's patented, and I've already prototyped it and everything. I just need a little help, getting some feedback and whatnot, and setting up the business entity and stuff like that. So they were happy to join. It was we hit the ground running, and then Lynx came along a few months later, and it was these two patent attorneys who had came up with the idea, and they like working in the white space, creating ideas and patenting them, but they needed someone to take it to market. And they heard that we were doing multi-rag, the invention that I had started, the consumer product I started at Startup IUN. So they came and met with us, and they really liked our team and, the fact that we were complimentary and things like that. And so they gave us 70% of Lynx toys. And so...
Okay, so this was the toy itself was actually invented by two other guys, but they wanted somebody to take it to market. So they gave it to y'all and kind of hit the ground running.
Correct.
Okay.
And that happened in October.
Okay.
October last year.
Very cool. And so then from that point on, you guys just started working on it and started. Did you make any changes to the actual product, or did you guys just kind of work on how are we going to sell this?
So we did do a lot of remarketing, and we have new redesigns that haven't been manufactured yet, but we do have expansion products and claims that we've added to the patent. But the current inventory we're selling right now was the inventory they had manufactured, and that was about 2,800 units, 2,880 to be exact. And we've sold over 40% of the inventory in the last 7 months.
Wow. So, okay, great.
Yeah, and we're doing great. So we just fulfilled an order to an online seller of pool toys called Toy Splash. They're located in Pennsylvania, and so... we sold them 500 units, and we also sell box of links online on Amazon, as well as our website, our e-commerce channels, and so online on Amazon and our website as well. And we've recently been contacted by Zulily, which is like a big app and online store for moms. But other than that, we've just been doing e-commerce, a lot of online sales, and then we plan to target big box retailers next. But this summer is really going to help us sell our current inventory and, kind of prepare. We'll be like salesmen, too, so it'll be nice just to hear people's feedback and what people think about the product, and we'll come out, this summer with our inventory hopefully all sold. And we recently auditioned for Shark Tank. So we may be going on Shark Tank, hopefully. We got our fingers crossed on that. That's another exciting opportunity for us. And
let's talk about Lynx Toys. What exactly is Lynx Toys? What is the product?
So Lynx Toys is a noodle connector, and allows kids to connect styrofoam noodles together to build any creation they can imagine.
Okay, and so like pool noodles we're talking about.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, very cool. And so they can connect their noodles and make, what's some of the stuff that you guys have made with these connectors?
Well, we've seen animals, dinosaurs, dragons, alligators, dolphins, and sharks. And we've also seen like sport-related creations, like a basketball goal, like a little soccer goal, like a water polo goal. And we've also seen like a little bit of like custom creations, like people will build like forts or little bunkers and stuff like that. And that's when we came up with the idea to kind of market it outside the pool as well. And instead of stuffing your noodles in the closet or attic, bring them out and use them year round. You know, you could build a fort inside, or you could build stuff outside the pool just as well as you can inside the pool. So, custom creations, like we've seen like flowers, and people will even take, we've seen the Mickey Mouse before and stuff like that. They'll take their favorite characters and try to make those.
Okay, great. And it's cool because it doesn't ruin the noodle, so you can still take it apart and recreate something else later.
Yes, correct. And you just compress the noodle and put it within the clip, and then there's like two horseshoes back to back, and those ratchet 360 degrees. So you have like, I think, 12 degrees of freedom. It can ratchet 12 different degrees.
Okay, great. So when you guys did the Startup Aggieland event this year, you won Best Pitch. And then talk about the opportunity now. On Friday, you guys are going to be opening your first storefront in Post Oak Mall here in College Station. So talk about the process of how that all happened.
All right. Well, being the Startup Aggieland, we've conducted over 150 interviews, so we really got an idea of who the customer was, but preparing for Shark Tank was a whole nother story. I mean, Shark Frenzy. We had a national elevator pitch competition winner, Chris Westfall, who has his own book and whatnot, but he coaches people for the European version of Shark Tank and the Shark Tank show. And Startup Aggieland had paid him to come down, and we've been coached by him to develop a 1-minute pitch, and that's what an elevator pitch is. And not only, you know, have we used it for Shark Frenzy, we know each other's lines. We know, you know, the pitch from backwards to forward. But so just kind of learning about our customer, learning about our product over the last 7 months has been a big help to just develop a perfect pitch that portrays our entire company within 1 minute. You know, is the product patented? There's questions like, is it patented? What's your validation proposition? You know, who's your customer? What, you know, why is it so cool? Like, so what? You know, it's a noodle connector, but so what? And what we think is it inspires creation, innovation, and imagination, and it brings families together. So, you know, instead of sitting around your TV or playing video games, it's like, get your kids off the couch and, you know, get those noodles out of the attic and, you know, start building things. It's kind of one of a rare pool toy, too, because there's not many pool toys that offers educational value. And that's what we find really unique about Lynx Toys, is that it offers an educational value. And, you know, talking about the business, whether it was patented, manufactured, and sold, we try to basically give the value of our company in the pitch and just, you know, give it a wow factor. And I think with Shark Frenzy, that just kind of prepared us to get into the store and become salesmen, because we're, you know, we can try to catch someone's attention within the first 20 seconds of talking to them, and then be able to portray our business and what it does within a minute. And that's probably all the time we're going to have, you know, with someone walking by the middle of the mall. So, I think that's how it's, you know, somewhat prepared us.
Cool. So at the mall, so you guys are opening up. So is it not, are you in the middle of the mall, or are you actually in a store location?
Currently, there's been talk about a store, but right now we're just in the middle, and
okay.
it's not necessarily a kiosk, but it's just a floor display.
Okay, it's a floor display. I actually saw you guys working on it earlier this week. I was walking by, and I was like, what are they doing? And then I read this, and I was like, oh, my gosh, those were the guys in the mall. So, first of all, let's Friday at noon, you guys are going to have – is that when you officially open for sales, or is that just kind of the event, like the grand opening and what?
Yeah, I think that's going to be more like our grand opening. We're I have a part-time job. After I get off today, we're going to go to the mall and set up a little bit more and try to make some sales and stuff. But, yeah, we're going to be working on this throughout the weekdays, in the evenings, and then all day on the weekends.
Okay.
Okay.
So if people are interested, they can just come into the mall. Where in the mall is y'all's area located?
Okay, it's at the Sears or Costco LA entrance, if you're familiar with that part.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right next to retailers like Buckle and PacSun and what's the cookie store?
Great American Cookie. Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So right by Great American Cookie, go pick up some pool toys, get a cookie. It's a great place for kids. That's awesome. So
definitely. Yeah. And the sky jump, like the little bungee jumping is behind us as well.
Perfect. So it's like a great little area. That's awesome. That's awesome for you guys. So I guess, Madison, real quick, just kind of what is, I guess, the dream goal? Like, what are you guys really trying to accomplish with this? And, you know, you mentioned one of your teammates is still in school and the other two of you have just kind of finished up. So is this something that you guys are really looking at kind of like taking off?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, we think this summer, we want to sell all our current inventory over the summer. But like you said, dream goal would probably be to sell it as quickly as possible. If we can sell it within the first month or so being there, that means we get to move on to new manufacturing and we can, you know, get some more units. And then just, you know, being able to say that, hey, we've sold all our current, you know, our first round of production, all our inventory within this amount of time, just kind of, you know, start formulating our revenue stream, you know, our value, you know, our company value. That starts being evaluated. And I think with the experience in the mall, just, you know, trying to sell to people will start giving us more skills and getting us, you know, more excited about the business because we'll be watching other people get excited about it and a good way to promote the company. But, dream goals, yeah, sell our current inventory where we can move on to new manufacturing and hopefully maybe possibly pay ourselves a little bit while we're doing it.
That would be a plus. That would definitely be a plus. So you mentioned new manufacturing because you said you guys have kind of done some redesign. So if you sell your current inventory, then you can actually go in and make those improvements.
Definitely, and add expansion products as well. We have ideas for a couple other products that we want to bring into, our Lynx Toys, the company. And I think when we get new manufacturing, we'll start, not only will we manufacture more this time, you know, with new injection molds, but we will, like I said, probably come up with new packaging schemes with new toys as well.
Great. Well, Madison, so tell me again the website that if somebody's interested, if they can't come to the mall for whatever reason, if they're interested in purchasing Lynx Toys, where can they go online?
Okay, they can go online to www.lynx.toys.
And it's LYNX, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Toys.
Okay.
And I want to add one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
To the dream goal question, I think, another dream goal would just to be get a lot more people excited about the product and get kids to, you know, go tell their friend and kind of word of mouth this summer. I think that's what we're really going for with the mall, is building a community, kind of like Legos, but building a community where kids will, you know, want to kind of compete or want to share their, you know, their creations online and on their social networks and stuff. And we can then, once we build a community, you know, even have competitions and, you know, the winner of a competition can get a free box or something like that. So I think that getting the word out there and just trying to sell our current inventory so we can move on to manufacturing would be great.